from Clearfield, Utah, where she and her husband, Willie, are raising four teenage daughters and a two-year-old son. So, yeah, it's crazy. So she describes her life as chaotic because there's also a retired guide, Alcatraz, in the home, and a career-changed dog named Savoy, and two cats. And so for fun, I think she goes to work as a vocational rehab counselor, and she specializes in working with youth and young adults ages 14 through 24. So in her spare time, which I don't believe she has, she says that she likes to read mysteries and to hang out with her kids and go to movies. So today, Marnie's receiving her fourth guide dog named Buck, a male yellow Labrador retriever raised by a small village and Jan Kritzer of Seattle, Washington, Cokie and Rocky Adams of Seattle, Washington, Janaki Swanson of Moscow, Idaho, and Lauren Waldorf of Pullman, Washington.
As you guys can see, Bach does have quite a following. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie While You Were Sleeping, but in the beginning, there's a line that says, "Things don't always turn out the way you plan." Last August, I stood on a stage and graduated with my third guide, who is an incredibly lovely little golden retriever yellow lab mix. When I look back, I think from the beginning, she was trying to let us know that actually there were some parts of the world that were a little too scary for her to venture into. She was pretty subtle about it. So because her silly human wasn't getting it, she had to kick it up a notch, and we finally realized that being a guide dog was not Jolie's life mission. I would not trade my time with that dog. I learned so much, not only about myself, but about the staff here at Guide Dogs for the Blind, and how caring, how compassionate they are, and how much they care not only about their dogs, but about their graduates. I can't even begin to tell you from when there were problems and over the phone, I talked to countless people, and then I got a home visit, and then she went back for an evaluation, and everybody communicated with me and just let me know what was up the whole time. So that was fantastic. When Jolie retired, her puppy raiser very graciously allowed me to place her. And so I did that, and I ended up placing her with Amy, who's standing beside me, and her husband Dan, who is here today in the audience. I could not have picked a better placement for this dog. In fact, when I retire, I was wondering if you might adopt me. She just said yes. sorry, Dan. that just kind of brings us here to today and this amazingly awesome boy next to me here. Bach is fantastic. He is everything that I want and need in a guide dog. He's fun, he's silly, he's hardworking, he plays hard, he is devoted. I can't say enough good things about him. And I really want to thank all of his puppy raisers for the awesome job that you guys did with him. He's incredible, and I would like to thank the staff at GVB for just being amazing. The staff many people have touched my life, and probably people that don't even realize that they have. I would also like to thank people who donate to this organization, and I would like to assure you that your money and for volunteers, your time is so well placed. This is an incredible organization. I want to thank my friends who have been super supportive. I have friends here from Utah. In fact, Mikkel with Valco, our little puppy in training, was up on stage earlier. And my husband is also here today from Utah. And I have other friends from different places here. I'm very lucky and blessed. And my family, my kids were not able to come, but I need to thank them too for just being the awesome people that they are and helping me go through this transition and everything like that. So things don't always turn out the way we plan, but I do believe that they turn out the way they're supposed to. Thank you.
Co-raised with Jonica here, and we're from Pullman, Washington. We're vet students at Wazoo, and we recently started a new club there, and Bach is one of the first batch of puppies that we got, and he's the first one to graduate, and I think we're all really, really proud of him. I know I am, and it was so much fun to raise him. It was a really great experience, and he's such a sweet dog, and I love him to death, and I still, after I dropped him off at the puppy truck, people that I never even really talked to, like this little lady who walks her dog down the street, and some cashier at one of the grocery stores I go to, they both ask, "Where's your dog?" They just recognize me by the dog, and he's gone, and they're just like, "Where'd your dog go?" So he just got a lot of attention, and he was so much fun to play with and watch, and he one of his good friends was my friend's cat. We'd go over to his house, and little kitten, when he was on the long line, so it's dragging behind him, and the cat would be following the long line, trying to get the string, and then Bach would be following the dog. Bach would be following the cat, and they'd be going in circles. It was really funny to watch. And I also want to thank my boyfriend Alex for helping me out, and he being super supportive. And then I'll let Jonicky talk.
Thank you, Lauren. So.
I just want to say we can't wait to hear more of his adventures and send lots of pictures.